Hey everyone, welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is gonna rock your world. We're diving headfirst into the messy land of procrastination myths, those sneaky little lies that keep us stuck in a loop of endless someday. You know what I mean. The kind of excuses that sound good at the time, but really just leave you feeling more defeated than ever. Ever tell yourself, I work best under pressure? Or maybe a little procrastination actually helps me be more creative. Well, my friend, it's time to bust those myths wide open because the truth is, procrastination isn't some magical superpower, it's a roadblock on your path to success. And today, we're clearing that road. First up, let's tackle that classic I work best under pressure myth. It's tempting, right? That adrenaline rush when the deadline looms, it can feel like you're actually more productive then. But here's the deal. Chronic stress isn't a recipe for peak performance. It messes with your focus, creativity, and overall well-being. Think about it like this. Would you rather be a finely-tuned machine humming along smoothly or a rusty engine sputtering its way through? I know what I'd choose. Next, let's debunk the procrastination boosts creativity myth. Sure, sometimes those brainstorming sessions happen right before the deadline, but that's more panic than inspiration, trust me. When you're constantly rushing, your brain is in survival mode, not creative mode. It's like trying to paint a masterpiece while juggling chainsaws is possible, but not exactly conducive to artistic expression. And speaking of creativity, how about this one? I need a quiet space to focus. While a distraction-free environment can be helpful, the truth is that procrastination thrives on avoidance. It's easier to get sidetracked when you're avoiding something you find challenging or unpleasant. You know what I mean. That looming project report that keeps getting pushed aside for yet another episode of cat videos gone wild. Yeah, that's procrastination playing its games. Here's the thing. Tackling procrastination head-on is about taking control. It's about replacing those negative thought patterns with positive action steps. So how do we do that? Well, one crucial tip is to break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever heard of that eat the elephant, one bite at a time strategy? It's genius. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by a massive project, focus on completing small steps. Those mini victories add up and keep you motivated. Another powerful tool is time blocking. Schedule dedicated time for specific tasks, just like you would schedule a meeting with an important client. This creates structure and accountability, making it harder to procrastinate because you've already committed to doing the work. Remember that old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Procrastination doesn't disappear overnight either. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those small wins, and keep practicing these strategies. Let me tell you a story about this one friend of mine, Sarah. She was notorious for putting things off. Deadlines always seemed to sneak up on her, leaving her scrabbling at the last minute. But then she started using time blocking and breaking down big projects into smaller chunks, and guess what? Sarah actually started getting stuff done. She even told me that having a clear schedule helped her feel less stressed and more in control of her time. It's amazing how small changes can make such a big difference, right? So, my friends, remember this. Procrastination is a myth buster waiting to happen. Don't let those excuses hold you back any longer. You've got the power to break free from the cycle and unlock your true potential. Take action today. Start by scheduling just 30 minutes for something you've been putting off. See what happens when you commit to doing the work, even if it feels a little scary at first. And remember, I'm here cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep crushing those goals and never stop believing in yourself. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.